Welcome, everybody. This is Chairman Chippewa Valley Tribe. It's been a little while since I've come here to give an update, but wanted to make sure I did that. First and foremost, everybody's well aware now that there is an active wildfire on the reservation. Highway 96 is still closed down towards the Witchpeck Bluffs. Just got off the phone with Chief Brown just a little bit ago, and he let me know that things are still going pretty well. They're strengthening up the fire lines that they have by doing some backburning inside the lines to kind of widen the lines, and all that's gone really well. None of it has escaped. They still have helicopters working the fire, which is really nice. You know, because there's not a lot of other fires going on in our region right now, thankfully. So resources are available. Everybody's working hard, working together, and encourage everybody to say a prayer for these firefighters and their families. There was a injury that happened yesterday, as you all know, very steep down there. I understand that that firefighter is doing okay, but in any case, had to be taken out by the ambulance. So things are going about the best that they can. We are looking at bringing in resources to try to help address the arson problem that we have. I plan to ask the council for some money to put up for award money so that we can put a stop to this and prevent worse, catastrophic fires that can really damage property or threaten lives. So it is something that, we got to be aware of, that we need to address. Outside of the fire, really happy with all the efforts that our tribal staff has been executing on behalf of our youth. As a tribal council, we came together shortly after poor Dylan Moon passed away and said we really got to ramp it up. There's a lot more that needs to be done. The tribe as a whole, including TANF, has dedicated quite a bit of resources towards Safe and Sober, towards eighth grade trip, the Hoopa High School football team now, several young athletes that are taking part in various sports. Today we had the volleyball clinic happening. Last week it was the football camp. Coming up soon, we have a keep an eye out for the flyer, but the wrestling clinic is coming up. And we have the Lewis brothers, who I believe are Talua tribal members from Del Norte High School. They're on their way to Iowa State University, one of the top wrestling programs in the entire state. And so they'll be here providing a clinic. Let me get the dates for you on that. It escapes my mind right now. Let's see. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll repost the flyer. The 25th and 26th of July will be the wrestling clinic. We're pretty excited about that. And our after school program has been working with Tribal Recreation and I think potentially Kamau. And there were swimming lessons that took place here in the pool for a couple of weeks. That was really successful, really nice to see the kids, making the most of that. Also, the council has supported the Dylan Moon Memorial Basketball Tournament that will be coming up, I believe, in August. We've supported Pick Ship Athletics. They have several tribal members on their basketball team, traveled down to Arizona. That was really positive. We also hosted a cheer camp recently over at the Trading Post. And I believe the last couple of days has been the cultural camp or cultural activities over at the Youth Center. And so I want to thank Plant Management, TANF, and Tribal Education, who has put a lot of work into the Youth Center. We'll probably have a grand opening to reopen that right around the beginning of August, I believe. But the cultural activities looked like it was fairly well attended. Thank Deborah McConnell and her team for providing knowledge to the youth in that way. So things are looking up. We had the ribbon cutting ceremony over at Pookie's Park recently. We still plan to do a hike up into Mill Creek Lake with some of the youth. Hopefully a baseball clinics later on. Music lessons upcoming in August as well. And so also wanted to remind everyone that the Indian Center Warrior Camp is starting next week, July 14th through the 17th, and then Acorn Camp, July 28th through the 31st. And so we also have the strength and conditioning camp. Is it this Saturday? So I'll make sure we post those flyers. I'll post them on my page by tomorrow morning, if not today. I think it's this Saturday and Sunday. It's good to learn strength and conditioning. So, you know, the investment that the tribe's making towards our youth and our future has been improving. We want to keep that momentum going. I'm also proud to announce that we are sending Rodney Clark, Bobby Campbell III, Jonathan Leach III, and Wallace McCurdy to College of the Redwoods Basic Law Enforcement Academy. So that was recently approved. I believe they began this week on the 6th. So, you know, we wish those guys all the best. It's going to be the future of our law enforcement. Pretty excited about that. Later on this summer, we'll open the new education center. The Elders Housing Village will have a grand opening on August 6th. You know, so the overall vision and leadership of the tribe, of the tribal council, is starting to take shape. And so there's good things happening. We all know we still have a long ways to go, a lot of work to do. We'll be going over some grant opportunities on July 20th. Tribal Education is pursuing some pretty exciting opportunities. There's other nice opportunities that are being pursued. So those things are all happening. I wanted to remind everyone that the new youth nonprofit is actually working on a logo. So keep an eye out for the logo contest. We're hoping that some of our youth artists will partake and submit something there. The Youth Council has their draft bylaws and constitution ready. We should see more on that once school starts. So that's going to take a little bit of time. But again, there are some good things that have been going on to support our local youth. As far as other actions, a lot of this is routine stuff that the tribe has always done, but they're big projects that need our time. I'd mentioned before the Indian Health Service negotiations. I feel that we have made significant progress there, put together a really strong narrative to support our proposal for healthcare funding. And it was a good team effort. A lot of people involved, everybody from Kamau to tribal self-governance, tribal fiscal, tribal administration and the council, outside legal assistance, archives and enrollment, a lot of good work being done there. We are still having a hard time getting the motel open. Unfortunately, we had hoped it would be open by now, but there was an area discovered in the structure, the steps that need to be replaced, and also some of the lighting that wasn't in the original scope of work. So once that's done, it would eliminate any liability for the construction that happens there. But we are holding interviews soon for a new manager. We have a pretty strong pool of candidates right now. We'll also be interviewing for plant manager and the new casino manager really soon. So those are all other areas that we're working on. We continue to, work hard to keep up the funding for BIA, particularly with fire. It's always a struggle to get the reimbursements in on time. We did recently get the BIA to increase the administrative costs that are received by the tribe from 10% back up to 17%. So that was a positive win, and it took a lot of internal coordination between HOOPA Fire, Fiscal, and the Tribal Council. So we were able to pull off some good things there. we're always looking at land back and land acquisition. So there's still some things in the works there. We continue to develop our mental health team that can hopefully respond to mental health crises, particularly after hours. And so we have some of our doctors that come out in training to be able to, form a team and formally designate someone as 5150. Right now, we only have a couple people in the tribe that can do that. So the more we get, the better off we'll be to support those areas. We also have some grant-funded attorneys working on some things to help some of our families that are dealing with those issues. So that's always a concern is the public health and the well-being of our tribal members. Also wanted to say that we've seen a lot of positive improvement as far as the success of our roads aggregate and ready mix. Since January, their business has been doing much better than in the past. And so hopefully we'll be able to share more updates on that at the next general meeting. We're looking at holding a general meeting probably in August sometime with the new tribal council. Most of you are aware that this last week we welcomed Chance Carpenter III and Don Blake McQuillan as new council members. So that's been going really well so far. They've been contributing good things already. So we feel good about that. Also, a lot of work going on at the grocery store. We hired Allied Universal, so they are helping with inventory management, theft prevention, all these things that will help with ordering the right products at the right time, knowing, what are the most in-demand products at depending on the time of year. These are all things that will help our grocery store be more efficient, and we've heard that it's been going well. Lots of improvement has already been seen at our store. It's been reported to us by both Allied and the DeNoto Corporation, who's kind of helped to oversee that implementation of operations, inventory management, all those sorts of things. Also, we are starting to get some movement on the long-term strategic plan for the tribe. Sacred Eagle, local tribal member-owned consulting firm, has gotten the contract, and so we should see some meetings there coming up. I wanted to mention that DeNoto is still looking for applicants, I believe, for helping with the accounting services and business services. The goal was to hire a tribal member under a contract that DeNoto had gotten to help with updating all the financial software and accounting systems for some of our tribal enterprises. And so keep an eye out on that if people are interested. We definitely want to hire qualified tribal members. Also, we have First American working on a plan for a new gas station downtown. This is a three-phase project that's only going to cost us $5,000 to begin with to get to shovel-ready plans. Of course, we would, once construction happens, we would pay back First American over time through the sales of the gasoline, which they're the main supplier of our gas as it is. So it's a good partnership as it stands. Also wanted to mention that we successfully worked with Assemblymember Ramos, James Ramos. He's the first Native American state assembly member in the state legislature in Sacramento. And we helped lobby, provided letters of support for his initiative to add $15 million to the state budget for MMIP. And we were informed by him just last week that that was a successful effort. So, you know, we're happy to hear about that as well. We're still looking for people to sign up with Taro if they're interested in going to heavy equipment school or truck driving school. You know, a lot of the folks that have those skills are now retiring, and we still don't have enough qualified truck drivers and heavy equipment folks, you know, to add more people to the Trinity River restoration project up the river from us. Also in other areas, we're gonna need that, whether that be at forestry, roads, HFI. So, you know, if you're interested in a career that's pretty well paying, please contact Taro, because we're looking to send people to school for that. And, you know, that's another area that's important to the tribe amongst many others. I did want to mention, and people have been asking me, but the tribe does plan to support the tribal membership with school clothes funding through Tribal TANF this coming school year. And the TANF program is actually looking to hire a temporary employee that could handle a lot of those duties, because it's a tremendous amount of paperwork to not only get the word out and have a flyer and create the whole application process, but also to process the applications once they come in. It sounds like the pay for that will be very competitive. However, it is a temporary position, maybe 2 to 3 months, but please contact Tribal TANF if you're interested in helping with that work. That'll be important as well. Also wanted to mention that we're still fighting hard for our fish and water rights. And this last week, we had another meeting with the regional director for the Bureau of Reclamation. We're working and hopefully trying to get the county of Humboldt to, you know, commit to more of a partnership with us to have a unified call for the 50,000 acre feet that has always been promised to Humboldt County and downstream users, which would include the Hoopaw and Yurok tribes. Yurok has agreed to the plan that we set forth. But right now we're still working to get the county to, you know, join us in that fight, and we're hopeful that things will work out. I know the Bureau of Reclamation Regional Director Adam Nichols has a meeting with the county on the 15th, and then we'll be following up with him shortly thereafter. So our fish and water rights are always a big concern. Mike Orchid and his team are working very hard to try to you know, make improvements and guarantee the rights that, you know, we've always known that were ours. But sometimes you do have to fight for your rights, and there's people out there that want to diminish that. So, you know, we're keeping the pressure on in that area. And, it's a good team effort. The council's been well engaged as well. Otherwise, you know, we also have Sovereign's Day coming up. So tribal staff has been busy preparing for that. Keep an eye out. We're still looking for applications for vendors, those that want to have those who want to have floats in the parade, all those things. You know, the main big day on the lawn will be Friday, August 7th. Of course, there's activities all throughout the week, fireworks, those types of things. Monday is a paid holiday for the tribe on the 10th. So, you know, just, you know, be prepared. Come out if you're an off-res member. You know, there's no better time to come home than to spend time with your people than Sovereign's Day. So look forward to see everybody out there on that. Also, just want to let everyone know that HFI has been busy out in Beaver Creek, and they're also working out on Bureau of Land Management land, getting timber out there. We got a contract through Tribal Forestry to do, I think it's about $20 million worth of work over 10 years. So that's a great project to keep our people working. And also, it's good for the lands. It may not be on the reservation, but it is our ancestral territory. And so it's good fire prevention, good work to promote healthier ecosystems for our wildlife and cultural resources. And there's a lot of good work going on out there, prairie restoration, fire prevention, all those sorts of things. Which kind of leads me to the next thing, which is that we did declare an emergency for sudden oak death on the reservation. You know, it probably should have been done sooner. However, you know, we can't do anything about that now. We're doing everything we can to prevent the spread of sudden oak death. The council wants to dedicate as many resources as we can to that, to ensure that you know, all of our sacred oak trees aren't killed off, you know, and our people have depended upon them for acorns and all sorts of things. It's such a benefit to the whole ecosystem. The deer depend on them, squirrels, everything. So, you know, coming up with a plan, forestry and our tribal TIPO and Sameta, they're all working together to ensure that protocols are in place and remediation work is in the works. We'll be pursuing funding as well. So pay attention to that. We know that it's been identified on Nixon Road, also known as Dowd Road, where it, you know, there's a lot of traffic there right now because of the fire. So keep your eye out, you know, pay attention to the protocols that are going to be set in place. And, you know, we got to make sure that we protect our resources. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for any questions that people may have. Yeah, no questions coming in at this time, but feel free to type them in as well, even after the Facebook Live, and I'll do my best to try to get back to you at some point. So I want to reiterate, too, that on August 6th, I believe, is the ribbon cutting for the Elder Center, and most of the homes are now are being rented out to elders. I believe they do have a couple spaces left, and so... Excuse me, if you're an elder and you need a, you know, quiet, clean, nice place to stay, contact Hoopa Housing. And I believe that you can have one caregiver type person or family member, relative that stays with you as an elder. So, you know, there's still opportunity there. Contact Hoopa Housing and, come out to the grand opening and check it out, because it was a lot of hard work that went into it by all sorts of stakeholders within the tribe. So, yeah, come on out and check that out also. Okay, Hoopa Valley Public Utilities District Data Center is having a grand opening on the 17th of this month. And so I believe that's going to be next week. So yeah, invite everybody. That's another great project. Beautiful building up there. Pretty impressive what Linnea and her team has been able to do there. So come on out to that on the 17th and learn what it is, you know, is going to happen at our data center. I understand it's not like the ones that are, you know, using up all the water in other places. Data centers have become pretty controversial, but this is, is something that's a little more wholesome and positive for the community. So hope to see you there. All right. Well, if there's no questions at this time, we'll go ahead and close it out. And we'll look forward to another update here on Facebook, probably about 2 weeks from now. We're going to try to get back to the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. So thank you for taking the time to hear the update.